Crawling out upon its bed. things.
Hi again, I'm back. Hope you enjoyed that stretch of songs. We're now heading into the second part of the set, I guess the second hour. It's 1:10 already, so we're a little bit, already cut into it a bit. But yeah, this is Constantine. You're listening to Post Adolescence Glow on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Reform Radio. Once again, for any of you who might have missed it or who might be waiting for our normal show, it's not happening this week because everyone's away. And those who aren't away are writing essays and stuff that we all seem to have due right before the break. So if you came for live music, come back in 2 weeks and we'll have two great bands for you. I don't know who they'll be, but they'll be here. And yeah, for now I'm just gonna keep playing my my rainy tunes here. You're hearing the beginning of Heather by Billy Cobham, who knows? Yeah, it's gonna be a quieter second hour. Coincidentally, a lot of saxophone. I say coincidentally because I didn't even realize when I was making it, but this piece features a sax, and the next one does as well. And so do a few others. So enjoy. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hello again. So what you just heard was Heather by Billy Cobham, The Service in the Light by Colin Stetson. I love how you can hear him breathing on that. It's so, I don't know, it feels like you're like right next to his face. And it's kind of awesome. I started listening to Colin Stetson after hearing him on Monotony 2 by Tim Hacker, which I really recommend you listen to. I'm not playing it on this set because it's a little bit like anxious, as is his whole album No Highs that came out in May. But yeah, it's really good. I highly recommend it. Yeah, and then you heard Totems of the Red-Sleeved Warrior by Harold Budd, Portrait Act by Anu, Arabesque 3 by Harold Budd, and now this is Nove Alberi by Harold Budd. So a lot of Harold Budd in there. I do like him. I feel like a lot of his music sounds underwatery, which is fitting for today, I would say. I highly recommend his album, The Pearl with Brian Eno, and also Ambient 2 with Brian Eno, and also Ambient 4 with Brian Eno, as well as, what's that one called? As well as Lovely Thunder, and what's the... There's one more Harold Budd album. Well, it's okay. I've already recommended like 6, so no need to get all of them. But yeah. Oh, The Pavilion of Dreams. That's the last one. But yeah, this is Nove Alberi, as I said already. And I like it a lot because there's not much going on. but the tone just feels so rich. It's like a wall of like viscous fluid that like you're stepping into, and like nothing's moving, and it just like surrounds you, and it's like, it's really, I find it really peaceful and also really comforting. So I'll let you enjoy it in a second, but not before I read a PSA, as I'm required to do. It's called Public Transit Versus Walking. If you take public transportation, good for you. You're helping save the environment and money too. I don't know if that rhyme was intentional or not. But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. Depending on the distance, once you factor in the time it takes to get your way to the T-stop, wait, and then get to your final destination from the station, walking the whole trip can often be faster. And even when it isn't, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money. For example, if it takes 45 minutes to walk to where you want to go instead of 30 minutes using the T, you'll get 3/4 of an hour of exercise in fresh air for just an extra 15 minutes of your time. And that's a real healthy deal. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. So, yeah, I have a few. I have this one and one more to sort of close out the set, and then I'll come back and say bye. Yeah. Enjoy this one. Thank you. That was a bit of a longer one, but I hope you enjoyed. That was Space 8 by Nahla Sinephro. It's the only song I've played since I talked last. Yeah, that's about it. We're at the end of the 2 hours, so if you stuck with me, I appreciate it. I hope you enjoyed the stuff that I was playing. And come back in 2 weeks for regularly scheduled PAG, Post-Adolescence Glow. Yeah, I'm going to leave you with a Wilco song, which is totally not in the vein of the stuff I've been playing. But it starts with the words, "Maybe the sun will shine today," and the theme is rain. So, like, I feel like it's kind of fitting. And we love talking about Wilco on Post-Adolescence Glow. A lot of time behind the scenes, but sometimes on air. So, yeah, this has been Constantine, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Test Reform Radio. And I'll see you. Well, I probably won't see you. I'll be here, but you probably won't hear my voice. You might hear me laugh or like scream or something. But I'll be here in 2 weeks, and you should come and listen to some live music. Chloe's on next, so stick around.
Maybe the sun will shine today. The clouds will blow away. Maybe I won't feel so afraid. Try to understand. Either way, maybe you still love me, maybe you don't. Either you will or you won't. Just need some time alone. I will try to understand everything has its plan. But either way, I'm gonna stay. Clouds will roll away. Maybe I won't be so afraid.